On the road or off, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. No wonder J.D. Power awarded Silverado the most dependable large light-duty pickup. Truck month is back at your local Chevy dealer. Check out the full line of Silverados at Chevy Drive Chicago.
Time to check in with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about this Cash Patel defamation lawsuit against The Atlantic. Now, do I have this right? My understanding is to prove defamation, that would mean that The Atlantic would have falsely printed the information about the FBI director. In other words, they knew it was not accurate, but they printed it anyway. Is that what has to be proven here by Patel?
Yes, that is right. And because he is a public figure, the standard is much higher because the law basically wants people to write about public figures and to write things that are controversial. So it has to, Cash Patel will have to prove that The Atlantic knew or should have known or had reckless disregard for the truth of what they were saying. So what the court's going to look at is, did The Atlantic do its due diligence? Did it make inquiry? Did it deal with reputable sources? And did it get the information that it needed to at least make the claims, even if they're false, but made the claims with some knowledge of the truth of them?
So malice is what we're talking about here, isn't it?
That's the word they use, actual malice.
Mm-hmm. Another suit in the news that a lot of people are talking about, ChatGPT was served with a subpoena for a possible role in this Florida State University shooting. Now, the ChatGPT people are claiming that the information was widely available everywhere. Is that their defense?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, because the question is going to be, did ChatGPT aid and abet this guy? And there were 13,000 communications between this guy and the bot. So, you know, and the questions were, when is the busiest time on campus? How best to use this weapon? How to fire it? You know, how many do I have to kill to be famous? And it's those kinds of inquiries and the answers that were given were something that aided and abetted this gunman. I think that the state might just prosecute criminally this company, which is very rare, but it might happen.
OpenAI, the owner of ChatGPT. Let's talk about the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder. They don't want cameras in the courtroom. The suspect, his lawyers, can they do this? Can they ask for no cameras?
Yeah, they can, and they did, and the judge is going to rule on the issue. And in Utah, there is a special law that says there's a presumption that cameras shall be in the courtroom, except if the judge finds certain things, and the judge can look and see whether or not this is going to impact a fair proceeding, whether a minor is involved, whether there's personal property, privacy issues. So the judge is going to consider that, but I think the judge also has to consider the newsworthiness of this case. Yes, a fair trial is very important, obviously, but I think because of the newsworthiness of who Charlie Kirk was, that he's going to decide that, you know, that he can make certain parameters that would safekeep this man's due process rights, but yet allow people to see what's going on with this prosecution.
This is being tried in Utah. Every state has different laws, different rules about this, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, and in Illinois, our laws are really against cameras in the courtroom. I don't know if they're going to change that anytime soon, but Utah has a very strong pro-camera in the courtroom law.
Illinois lawmakers are pushing to pass a bill that would restrict student cell phone use. How do you see this case going forward? Does this have a chance of passing?
I think it does, and at least two states that I could see have it, Florida and Georgia, and the studies have shown that kids do better in school when they're not distracted by their phones. The test scores go up, the social interaction increases, and although some parents are worried about safety and those types of things, it might just be a very good thing, and I know that Governor Pritzker is in favor of it. But there's going to be restrictions. You know, if your kid has medical issues like, say, diabetes, and it needs to be monitored on a phone, of course the child is going to get a phone. Or if there's emergency issues at home, there are going to be exceptions. So I think it's going to pass, but I think we're going to see these kinds of laws across the board.
Could this be challenged from a constitutional standpoint?
It could, and I'm sure there will be lawsuits, you know, First Amendment, right to communicate, and, you know, there's all kinds of laws about having your phone confiscated, Fourth Amendment, but I think these things have been litigated before, and these kinds of bans and similar ones have been upheld, and you know, when it comes to kids, yes, kids have a First Amendment right, but it's tempered by the school's ability to try to control what goes on in the classroom and to foster learning. So I think they're going to be upheld if passed.
Finally, I guess in Japan they take spoiler alerts seriously. Tell us about the Godzilla case.
This poor man, he has an online he posts like plots and descriptions of movies in an online series, and he's successful doing it. He was arrested and sentenced to over a year in prison for posting a spoiler on a Godzilla movie. It's just really astounding. But, you know, you just have to understand that not all countries have laws like ours that allow people to comment on movies and books and songs and use snippets of them to explain movies. So, yeah, don't do a spoiler alert in Japan or you're going to end up in jail.
Does Godzilla die at the end of the movie? I don't know.
I'm not saying.
More from Karen Sunday at 3 o'clock on WGN. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, Bob.